Hi, my name is Shmuel, and I'm starting a podcast. Why? Because there are some people that I want to introduce you to. This is a group of men who, when I first met them when I was a young teenager, I totally fell in love. And I've made them my companions for many years since then, and ever since, my love has just grown for them more and more, even though I know that they can't really love me back in the same way because they've been dead for at least 500 years. Okay, you saw the podcast, you found it, you know what the title is, so you know I'm talking about the Rishonim, which is Hebrew for first ones, the term that's traditionally used to talk about the rabbis working from around the 11th to 15th centuries. I really love these people, I really love their books, and I think that if you have any interest in Torah learning and Judaism, then you should want to get to know them too. The Torah may have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai on Mount Sinai some 3,000 years ago, but none of us were around back then. The Torah we have today is something that's been transmitted, interpreted, expanded. I mean, that's what God intended when he gave the Torah to the Jewish people, that it should be transmitted through these many generations, human to human, over all these many years. And the Torah we have has been profoundly impacted by all of those scholars. Anyone who learns Torah today, I mean Torah in the broadest sense, is studying something that's been profoundly impacted by every generation of Jewish scholars from the time of Moshe all the way until today, but I still think that the Rishonim are kind of something special. They're early enough that they're close to the primary texts of, let's say, the Talmud, the Mishnah, the things that are really the core texts of the transmitted Torah, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, but at the same time, they're also late enough that we can really identify their personalities. We have their books, and we can look at their writings and get a sense of who they are and how they thought and how each one of those people in particular impacted the Torah that we have today. I think this isn't even just interesting for people involved in studying Torah. The religious practices and belief systems that make up contemporary Judaism, I mean Orthodox Judaism in particular, but not necessarily. I think it's true to an extent of every form of Judaism that's practiced or believed today. All of these are due in large part to interpretations and writings of these men who lived in the late medieval ages, who were responsible for transmitting the Torah from the days of the Gaonim, who came after the Talmud, until the modern era. So this podcast is meant to get to know the minds of these great men who have so profoundly influenced my own religion. It's going to require a little bit of history, a little bit of bibliography, I mean like talking about what these books are and how we have them, what kind of books we do have, what books we may have lost, because that's how we can access these people who are long dead and lived in times and places very different than our own. And I hope to do this with some amount of academic rigor, but I'm not just here to tell you about when and where someone lived. For that, you have Wikipedia. I don't really care so much what kinds of clothes the Rashba wore or what the Ritva might have eaten for lunch every day. What I want to know is, who are these people as Baalei Mesorah, as transmitters, trains in the links of Torah transmission, who receive the Torah from their teachers, pass it on to their students, and how their particular personalities, how they thought, how they learned, how that impacts the Torah we have today. I want to try as best as I can to crawl inside their brains and explore how they thought and how they wrote and how they've left their stamp on our religion. My plan is, with God's help, to have 4 or 5 seasons. In each season, I hope to proceed more or less chronologically within a given geographical region. I'm not going to be so strict about that. I'm also certainly not going to be strict about publishing these on any sort of set schedule because I'm just doing this for fun. But I know that, at least in my mind, the first season is going to be on the Rishonim of North Africa and Muslim Spain. So I'm going to start with 2 introductory episodes to discuss the Gaonim and setting the stage about how the era of the Rishonim really arose and why I think that that is a legitimate characterization. And then I'll move on to Rabbeinu Hananel, who's really one of the first Rishonim, and go all the way until the Rambam's descendants for season 1. And then the second season, I hope, with God's help, to discuss the Rishonim of Central Europe, what we sometimes call Ashkenaz, starting with the teachers of Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, and go all the way down to the Rush, which is a span of about 3 centuries. And then after that, we'll tackle maybe Italy, Provence, Christian Spain. I haven't worked out all the details, and this is all subject to change. For now, I'm just excited to get started. I want to start introducing you to all of these people, and hopefully with a little bit of knowledge about them, you too can fall in love with the Rishonim.